Hello. Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia, ma'am?
I'm sorry. Excuse me just a minute. Let me turn the TV down. I could not understand what you were saying. Would you repeat that?
Oh,
repeat
sure. Yeah, I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just a few questions. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job before performance as president?
I approve.
You approve? Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I approve.
Approve. Thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
It's going slow, but it's on the right track.
On the right track, thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
The right track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes, we're a southern state.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or not sure?
Good.
Good. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or not sure?
Yeah. Repeat that question.
Oh, sure. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or not sure?
My local public school system.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It's good.
That's good. Thank you. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on right track or the wrong track?
Okay. Things that are, repeat that question. Sir, I'm sorry. I'm 72 years old, and there's some static on the phone or something. I can't hear everything you're saying clearly. Would you repeat that last question?
Oh, totally. I'm so sorry. I'm going to speak a little louder, okay? Would you say things in the local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Right. Things in the local, in what, local 12th grade education? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Right track.
Right track. Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? Would you say a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Support.
Support. Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They are not what for?
Zoned.
They're not, spell that word. Are you saying they are not zoned for? What do you mean, zoned?
Yes, zoned. C-O-N-E-D.
Zoned for. Okay. No, they should go within where they live, where they're assigned to go.
Oh, okay. So let me repeat the question. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Should not.
Should not. Thank you. Do you feel that Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Yes.
Yeah, yes they should or yes they shouldn't?
Yes, they should.
They should, thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Yes.
You support. You support. Okay. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate tests and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or shall not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Do I believe life insurance policies should be given to who? To farmers?
No. This is still related to marijuana. It says if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Should be.
Should be, okay. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No.
Okay, so would you say you oppose it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Yes.
Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children?
Yes.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Yes.
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, or do you think that there is a moderate access to care in your community, or do you think that access to care in your community is inadequate?
It's good.
It's good. Okay. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, should be a medium priority, should be a low priority, or it's not a priority at all?
High priority.
High priority. Thank you. Now, one idea that's being offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I oppose. That's too much money.
Okay. Would you say that you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat. Okay. Now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, it includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Thank you. The plan
it's
has...
too much money. Sir, you know what? That's enough questions.
Oh,
okay.
Actually, even if you will have said that you support it, I will have asked you this. This is because we take in consideration that sometimes the details are not provided to everyone. So it's totally fine if you tell me that you are less likely, but just we want your perspective and opinion. That's what we really care about.
All right, sir. That's enough questions. Okay, you have a good evening.
Oh, but we have reached the 87%. We're almost done.
How many more questions do you have, sir?
Well, I cannot see the number of questions exactly, but like I said, we have reached the 87%, so we're almost done. If you want to, I can read them really fast if you're busy and for us to finish sooner.
No, sir, I've answered all the questions I'm going to answer tonight. You have a good day.
Oh, but this is going to be really brief. It's not going to take that long anymore.